Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3.
Do you like Play-Doh?
Yes, we loved that when the kids were little. Keegan had a big, huge tote full of Play-Doh.
And, you know, you have to play with it. Otherwise, you know, it gets hard if you just leave it sitting.
And you play rock.
Yes. Well, as an adult, Play-Doh has come up with a line for us adults.
Really?
It's called Play-Doh for Grown-Ups. It has scents like Overpriced Latte and Lord of the Lawn. And a six-pack of the adult flavors. I like how they call them flavors.
That is funny, yeah. You're not supposed to eat it.
Right, that's what I call them, are flavors. But anyway, it's on sale for $12. Get a six-pack.
That's actually a pretty good price for Play-Doh.
It's been a long time since I have purchased Play-Doh, but we used to love playing with Play-Doh. And when Kirsten was really little, I had braces for the second time. And there was a time we were playing, and she made a waffle. One of the girls made a waffle out of Play-Doh.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were pretending, and I took a bite out of this Play-Doh and wasn't going to eat it. I was just pretending. But it got stuck in my braces. And so I had Play-Doh mouth because it was in there. So, yeah,
I thought you were going to say an extremely small child made Play-Doh braces for herself. But no,
that's the way Play-Doh is remembered in my house. Mom, remember that time that you ate the Play-Doh? I said, I didn't eat it. I bit it and I forgot that I had braces. And so I remember that I bit the Play-Doh for a long time because I couldn't get the scent out of my mouth.
How many memories do your children have where, hey, Mom, remember that time you did that weird thing? Because at my house, there's a lot of them for Dad.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do your kids ever just look at you just like they're very disappointed in you? Like they just shake their head and they look at you almost like a parent looks at a child when like they're so upset they don't even know what to say. And then
Mackenzie will say like the thing that I say when they do something that I'm not happy with, and I'll say, I'm not upset, I'm just disappointed. And so Mackenzie uses that on me now. She's like, Mom, I'm not upset, I'm just disappointed. I'm like, girl.